Hansen's concerns involve several aspects of the bill. One aspect of the proposed legislation would require public water systems to present in-depth reports to the Department of Environmental Protection and the Department of Health and Human Resources Secretary about contingency plans should spills occur from tanks, as well as identifying secondary water sources and management plans. If passed, that information would have to be passed along 90 days after passage. Hansen says that's a tight deadline.
In order to write solid plans that have community support, that integrate information from local elected officials and industry and citizens, it's going to take a community process. It's going to take a series of meetings. It's going to take a long time. And I think that if these are rushed too fast, especially for the largest communities, it may not be meaningful reports that are really going to do any good.
Hansen is also concerned the legislation is too limited, focusing too much attention on chemical storage tanks above ground and not other places that might inadvertently contaminate water supplies. State Senator John Unger is proposing his own legislation on the issue. He, too, is critical of the governor's bill. Unger's proposal would regulate all above-ground tanks. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Beneduccio in Morgantown.